So to continue our discussion on Inyanei Havdalah, last week we were discussing the specific question of Tisha B'Av Shachol B'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or for that matter, when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, what does one do with Havdalah? So we went through the different opinions. Halacha L'maisa, we paskin, we make the Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh Saturday night. No Borei Minei B'Sam, it was inappropriate on Tisha B'Av, so we don't have that at all. And then when Tisha B'Av is over, Sunday night, we make the Borei Priyagafen or Shahakol, or whatever we're making it over, and the Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. That's the way we paskin. I love there are other shitas in the Rishonim. The shitas Haramban was there is no Havdalah at all. No Havdalah ala kos that year. We make the same Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh and no Misamim, but the Ramban Shita is that we're all Aniyim on Tisha B'Av. We go back to the original din of the Gemara, and therefore the original institution was just Havdalah in Davening or B'dibur, and therefore there's no Havdalah ala kos because we're Aniyim. What about when Tisha B'Av is over? So he says, number one is, there are some shitas in the Gemara that it's too late to make Havdalah, that you only can make Havdalah until Sunday evening. And the Ramban claims, and even according to those shitas that normally hold, you can make Havdalah to Tuesday evening, even they would agree here. When do they say you can make Havdalah until Tuesday? When you were Chayiv Saturday night, when the Iker Chiyiv was Saturday night. But even they would agree. Everyone would agree, he's saying everyone, meaning he thinks, meaning it's his opinion, everyone would agree that you can't make it here past Sunday because since you were exempt Saturday night, there is no din of Tuesday. So the Ramban sheet is, no Havdalah ala kos that week. Other sheets in the Rishonim were that we make Havdalah Saturday night, but we do it, we give it to a katan. The Gemara by Erevin, that we on Yom Kippur we said don't make a Shekhiyana over a cup because it's not good chinuch, the child's going to grow up drinking wine. So we said that's either because Yom Kippur is Daraisa Kares versus Tisha B'Av is only Durabanan or Divrei Kabbalah, but more importantly, or just as important, that doing it every year on Tisha B'Av, that's you're going to get ruggy or you're going to get used to doing it. We don't want the child growing up to drinking wine on Yom Kippur. But a Tisha B'Av Shachol B'Shabbos or on Sunday, that happens every couple of years, I'm guessing, and therefore we're not concerned. Just like Tosis writes, I think it's in Erevin, but Tosis writes, he talks about a case of there was a wedding on Asara B'Tevis, what should you do? So Tosis suggests that you give it to a katan. What about the same issue? Again, since it's not something that occurs often that one gets married on Asara B'Tevis. So we see that klal in the Rishonim, that's something which doesn't happen often, so then we're not concerned. There are different sheets, and why doesn't everyone agree to giving? It sounds like a good idea. Everyone should agree then make Havdalah Saturday night and give it to that everyone doesn't agree to because not everyone agrees to that Yisod. Some say, some Rishonim learn, no, that's the rule, that you can never give wine to a katan. If you can't drink the wine, you can never give it to a katan. Therefore, it's not an option. And that gets into a different discussion when you have a milah and a tainis as well. What do you do? So according to those Rishonim, you have to come on to, either come on to the Ramban or what we do, making it Sunday night. And of course, our opinion works with the Bahag. The Bahag Shita is that, see, the Bahag says the opposite of Ramban. Even according to the opinions that say normally you only have until Sunday evening to make Havdalah, but in the case of Tisha B'Av Shachol B'Shabbos, everyone agrees you can do it Sunday night because you couldn't do it before. So the Ramban and Bahag argue fundamentally in terms of that they say everyone would agree, meaning obviously the Bahag says even according to the Sunday opinion can do it, and the Ramban saying even according to the Tuesday. So interesting, I left out, I saw there's another shita actually. There's a fourth shita. Actually, it talks about an onain. In other words, these are all the same shitas. Let's say you're an onain on Saturday night. Someone dies, and let's say it's in between the kvura, the kfur is not going to be until Sunday afternoon or Monday afternoon. And obviously, the point is you're an onain Saturday night. So what does an onain do? So an onain is putter min ha-mitzvahs. So obviously, one option is he makes it afterwards. But I saw they bring the Me'iri. The Me'iri has an interesting shita. Is, you know, when you make Havdalah? You make Havdalah after Plag HaMincha on Shabbos. There is a halach, even though it sounds counterintuitive, but it fits in with the Rambam Shita, that one, and we pask in this way, la halacha, one can make Havdalah before Shabbos is over. It fits in with the Rambam, because the Rambam holds you make Kiddush before Shabbos starts, and so too, you can make Havdalah before it's over. It's just to give you, it's like bookmarks at the beginning of the end. And the Me'iri has an interesting Shita that you make Havdalah before you become an Onin. You're still an Onin on Shabbos. Obviously, you know, you don't make the Borim or Eish until later, or you don't make it. But Havdalah means, you know, Hamavdu ben Kol Shachol, and, you know, maybe the other thing. You know, how far you go, whether Bisamim is appropriate yet, because you still have the Neshama, you say, so maybe no Bisamim. And I guess a Borim Priya Guffin you can make, you're drinking wine. So that's interesting Shita of the Me'iri. So someone has suggested that's a four shita, but Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. That's another option. Making Havdalah Motzai Tisha B'Av. I mean, making Havdalah right after Plag HaMincha. The problem with that, they say, is, but then if you're making Havdalah, that means Tisha B'Av starting right away, so maybe you can't eat anymore. So I was just thinking, this make Havdalah at the end. It says after Plag HaMincha. Okay, so let's say, of course, then according to what we did, we have to start our fast 45 minutes instead of 30, but you finish your, I'm just thinking aloud, you finish your Sudas Shlishis. Whenever the point is, be right before you leave to go to Shul, to Daven Mincha, or your home, make the Havdalah then and do the Bori Priya Guffin. That, I guess, in theory, would be a four shita. I don't think, you know, it seems to be a minority view. It's not even brought down by many, but I saw it quoted somewhere, you know, that quoted the Me'iri. In fact, again, I can't confirm this, but someone told me that this is Rav Shechter Shita, Halacha L'maisa. I'm not confirming this is true, but it'd be interesting. This is Rav Shechter Shita, someone a chola, who's going to be eating on Tish, not for an actual bari, he doesn't say this, but some achola who's going to be eating on Tisha B'Av, he says that's what you should do. You should make Havdalah before Tisha B'Av. In other words, basically before Shki it has to be. That's the same thing as before, after. Obviously, you can't make it before Plag HaMincha, but to me it makes sense. If you can accept the Shita, then it makes sense to do it right before Shkia, then you're not really losing anything. You're getting the pros of making Havdalah without the cons of starting the fast. Good, so you start the fast a minute before Shkia, or whatever the case is. Or, you know, maybe in theory make it during Shkia. Because then already it's still no man's lip. I mean, it doesn't hurt either to me it's what about making it after Shkia? You can't eat after Shkia anyway. So good, so you are taking on Tisha B'Av. So actually, you know, maybe even during this no man's land might be a good time for Havdalah. Because we're basically taking the chumras of everything anyway, not eating anymore. And we can't, either way, even if we made Havdalah, we still can't sit, you know, we're still go chumra, we still have to sit on a chair and that. So it's not as crazy as it first sounded to me. Right? But no, so Rav Shechter is saying it for a chola. He's talking about, which leads us into our discussion about a chola. What does a chola do? Someone who's gonna eat on Tisha B'Av. So what does he do? We said for a bari, what do they do? Either we said the three sheet, we know what we did do. We made Havdalah Sunday night, but the other sheet is in the Rishonim where you don't know Havdalah at all, or you make Havdalah and give it to a katan. So what about for a chole? Someone's gonna eat Saturday night, let's assume, because I'm assuming you'll wait until you're going to eat. But let's assume you're going to eat, you know, whether it's Sunday or Saturday night. So according to the Ramban, it doesn't seem to be a kasha. Okay, there's no Havdalah. There shouldn't be any Havdalah according to the Rabban because no one makes Havdalah. So according to the Ramban, it doesn't seem to be a Shaila. There's no, in fact, you can't make Havdalah. Maybe it's a Bracha of Atola according to the Ramban. According to the Bahag, it's a Shaila, maybe not Chayiv in Havdalah. In other words, it seems to tie in the, in Rav Konin's, he was a friend that he worked with me in YU. He was a little younger than me, but he has a safer. I think it's from Rav Shechter's notes. He wrote in Yoni Avelos and Yoni Tishabav. So in there, you know, at the end of the safer, he has to go bench of shtickles, but he quotes this Machlokes Ramban Bahag. So the Rav pointed out what's a nafkamina between the Bahag and the Ramban. You know, this Machlokes we discussed about it. You know, they both have two extremes. The Bahag says, according to everybody, you make Havdalah Sunday night. According to the Ramban, according to everyone, there's no Havdalah this year. My Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, let's say, so there's two questions. Someone who's eating, is he Chayiv in, or he or she Chayiv in Havdalah? And if he, where does it come up? So Pashas, we assume, it seems, it's actually a machlokas among the Achronim as well, among Gedolei Aposkim. Rav El Yoshev had a machlokas with Chaim Kinevsky, in terms of what different issues. Another Poskim I saw, whether you make Havdalah, whether a Chol is Chayiv in all in Havdalah Tisha, because on one hand, some say maybe there's no Chiyuv Havdalah, or either because of the. And others say yes. So number one, it's a shaila in general. Could a chola make havdalah? So we assume halacha. I mean, different minhagim, but I think the consensus opinion is, as I told Shira, to make havdalah. But it's even a bigger chiddush that a woman make havdalah. But the shaila is, according to those who don't want a woman to make their own havdalah, the shaila is, can a man make havdalah? I saw in other kitzer piskei Tisha B'Av books, which I had, and I was looking up the Shaila, some brought down the husband should make Havdalah for the wife, right? In other words, and give the wife to drink. That's how some suggested to do, which is fine. I thought the other way, meaning each have the pros and cons. You know, it depends on which kula, which chumrah you're going to work with. In other words, I understand that shita. See, I could argue all, so I can understand saying a woman should make, let's assume it's a woman. Let's in most cases it doesn't have to be. Let's say a woman's eating. She's a chola, she has to eat on Tisha, but does she make Havdalah? So I could argue on one hand, I could see a woman should not make Havdalah at all. Again, let's assume I'm saying a man does. A man itself is a shiloh. Let's assume I'm assuming a man does. Maybe I'll argue a woman doesn't, because number one, the Ramah writes, a woman should make her own Havdalah. Even though it's a Sveika Dedina, maybe it gets into whether you hold it's a Sveika Dedina or you really hold she's Chayiv, except if she could get a man, that ties into that Shaila. But in general, the Ramah writes a woman should make her own Havdalah. And plus you have the Ramban who says no one should make Havdalah, so maybe as both of those factors, a woman should make Havdalah after Tisha B'Av, then what she's risking is eating without Havdalah. I mean, either way, whatever commitment you're going to make, you're going to have to take a stand. So if you hold no Havdalah at all, and just hear from your husband after the fast, what she's doing is eating without making Havdalah, but according to the Ramban, it's not a problem at all. She doesn't even, maybe she doesn't have to make Havdalah at all. That gets into that child. That to me, that was my original Hanukkah that I was leaning to, which I thought was valid. In the different, I didn't see anyone actually say that, but that's what I thought made a lot of sense. Then I saw in the Svarim different like Piskei Halachot. They weren't really quoting anyone, so you know, didn't really do me. It didn't. I'm sure they asked someone, so at least I know it's a Shita out there. There were different poskim, so that because they're basically working with the Shita that really woman basically might be exempt. They take that din in the Ramah seriously because most of the poskim say if you don't have a man around, you make your own Havdalah, which means to me they're basically Chayiv and Havdalah. But I guess they're working with my shita that number one is they should make plus the Ramban, because the Ramban would help, because even according to the Ramban, a man can't make, but at least a man has more of it, has, in addition to all the other questions, they basically saying, let the man, a woman has less of a chiyav than the man, let the man make Havdalah, and this will be his Havdalah, he's not going to make another Havdalah, and instead of giving the katan to drink, he give to the woman to drink. I guess if the katan drinks, that would be a work, that would be another. And then, well, the other shita, that woman makes Havdalah herself, because basically what you're saying is, a woman's chayiv and Havdalah, which seems to be the Ikar Adin. And then, according to the Ramban, men aren't chayiv either. We're basically passing like the Bahag, that a woman is chayiv, that there is, you know, that, look, the Bahag says you don't make Havdalah until Monday, but we assume that according to the consensus of the poskim, that if a cholul has to eat on Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, you make Havdalah. So basically, we're just treating a woman like a man. This is like the consensus view would be a man should make Havdalah before he eats. We're treating a woman like a man because we're assuming a woman is chayiv in Havdalah, and therefore she makes her own Havdalah. So it depends on which side you think is more mukhrak, on the woman being chayiv and Havdalah. So, you know, so all those shitas, you know, you have to work through in terms of that. We have to stop here, but we'll have to continue into, it's a similar question, but an onin who becomes chayiv on Sunday or Monday, it all ties into the same issue of when you have a long zman chiyuv, how do you view that time in between in terms of, is there a zman chiyuv and everything else is tashrumin, or we look at the whole time as one long zman chiyuv and we'll see the different nafkamis. But I was getting to the Rav, I didn't tell you what, you know, the nafkamina according to Rav would be in terms of, can a husband make Havdalah for a woman? In other words, the child is he allowed to? Because that by itself, that's making a stand on something. So that we'll have to continue on.
Which one is the Bahag Shita?